Dear neighbor, I call you neighbor because I don't know your name or anything personal about you. Given our circumstances, neighbor may be too casual a word to describe our relationship. We are intruders in each other's dreams, violators of each other's sense of home. We are living incarnations of each other's worst historical nightmares. Neighbors? But I don't know how else to address you. I once believed that we would actually meet, and I am writing to you with the hope that we still might. I imagine you in your house somewhere on the next hill, just beyond my porch. We don't know each other, but our lives are entwined. And so, neighbor. We live on opposite sides of a concrete wall that cuts through the landscape we share. I live in a neighborhood called French Hill in East Jerusalem, and my apartment is in the last row of houses, which you see as step-like structures built into the hillside. From my apartment, I can just barely see the checkpoint you must cross if you have a permit at all to enter Jerusalem. But I sense the checkpoint's all-pervading presence. Sometimes my early morning routine of meditation and prayer is disrupted by the prolonged honking of frustrated drivers lining up before the checkpoint. Maybe you have been caught in that desperate line. Sometimes I see smoke rising over your hill. Black smoke, I've long since learned, can mean burning tires, accompanied by young people throwing rocks at soldiers. Then there is white smoke, soldiers firing tear gas. How do you manage, if at all, to preserve a measure of normal life? As a Palestinian, you are denied the rights of citizenship that I enjoy as an Israeli. The ongoing disparity between your hill and mine challenges my deepest self-understanding and moral commitments as a Jew and an Israeli. Ending that disparity is one reason why I support a two-state solution. It is just before dawn. I am in my study, facing your hill. The muezzin calls softly, as if reluctant to disturb the night. I wrap myself in a white prayer shawl and sit cross-legged on a meditation pillow. I touch my forehead to the ground, a nod to the call to prayer coming from across the way. In my most intimate conversation with God, I am hoping to speak to you. A pale sun rises over the desert beyond the wall. I bind my arm with the black straps of tefillin, fasten a small black box on my forearm, facing my heart, another on my forehead. Heart and mind bound in devotion. Inside the boxes are biblical verses, including the seminal Jewish prayer proclaiming God's oneness. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God is one. Or as the Quran puts it, He is the one God, God the eternal, the uncaused cause of all being.